Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dudley is here, chief of the Stephan tribe with Rich McFadden. He's a squaw.
Pretty big squaw.
You found me not. That's probably not a word. What do they call the you're just an Indian, right? Is that how it works?
I'm one of the tribe, yeah.
All right.
I'm the guy who runs the bar where they all go to drink at the end
that's
of the day.
That's it. That's right, exactly.
I'm the bartender.
All right, so for those of you who like to follow the rules, by the way, Richie and I are here because we are good scouts. We work hard, pay attention to detail. The girls are all, I don't even remember where Roberta's. Roberta comes and goes. That's
right.
The good thing about Roberta.
She's down south.
Yeah. And Jennifer had some emergency with a family business last night. And so there's no reason in the world for her on 3 hours sleep. The only person that would do that is me. I don't want her to do that. 3 hours sleep, not enough, not healthy, not good. So she's probably up and at it by now. At any rate, the news of the day includes the follow-up on the same-sex ruling. You remember the story of this lady, the Kentucky clerk of courts, who said, no, 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 I'm an apostolic Christian. It is against my religion to give people of the same sex a marriage license. You know what? Having that conviction, swell. Having it get in the way of your job, not swell. You're paid to do a job. Get rid of your, either you keep the job and do what the job tells you to do, or you go get another job so you can be comfortable with your religious point of view. You have no right, none, to have your religious objections interfere with the course of you doing your job. If you own the business yourself, that's a different story. This is a public facility. You are a public employee.
Right.
You have no business separating
you need to quit your job if you don't
from
agree.
State. This is where it starts. You have no. This, if this woman were there and I were the town manager, I would have fired her. There is no reason in the world.
It's interesting why they haven't fired her, though.
I think that is a very... Maybe the rest of them all hold the same view, but that doesn't mean it's legal. Somebody who's really smart in that town would have a picnic with this woman and anybody else who lets their religion get in the way of what the law and your job requires you to do.
Yeah.
It's none of your business whether these people are gay or straight or whatever it is. If they, I don't know, when you get married, do you both have to go get the license? I don't even remember.
I think you both have to be there to sign for it. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I can.
Yeah,
I can't
that?
Go get a marriage license for a woman that's not there with me.
Well, no, but one person
her.
Fills it out and puts two names in.
You need to both be there.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Supreme Court...
Of course, I did in Vegas, so...
Yeah, good for you, Richie. The Supreme Court yesterday denied Kim Davis's emergency application because she has religious objections to the ruling that made same-sex marriage the law of the land. She's turned away a number of couples, but now her office has to issue the license. They should have been issuing them all along. If I were a group of gay people that were trying to get married and they couldn't in that town, there are two options, obviously. Go to some other town.
What are you going to do?
I would.
Go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Well, but it's just the whole thought of it. It's this kind of stuff that gets caught in the big teeth of government, and something that needs to be brushed away. Not good, bad.
What does government have to do with marriage in the first place?
Exactly. Yep. Somebody's taking pot shots at cars traveling along Interstate 10 near Phoenix. Four people hit in the last 3 days. Police say it's random. Not everybody even realized their cars had been hit when they were shot at. They saw the damage later. One person was slightly injured. Authorities want the public to let them know if they have any information. Yeah, the information is to go I-40. Stay away from I-10. Go the northerly route if you're headed west. Stay off of that.
What a chicken.
Who, me?
No, the person shooting.
Of course they're chicken.
Stand out in the middle of the road if you're going to take shots. Come on. Exactly. You want to take a shot at me, let me take a shot at you back.
Yeah, thank you. Fraser Glenn Cross.
Okay.
Murder conviction. Greeted his conviction in the deaths of three people at a Kansas Jewish community center with a Sieg Heil. What a moron. 74-year-old anti-Semitic white supremacist.
Oh, look at this dude.
Targeted Jews in April of 2014. Interestingly enough, the Jewish, the people who were his victims were none of them were Jewish. He gets the, this is a place for the death penalty. See God yourself, you jerk. Get lost. Yep.
You look at that dude and you know he's up to no good.
Of course. Oh, look at the guy who shot up the television anchors. You know he was up to no good. He was a bad dude. You could tell by looking at his facial expressions, his body language, the guy was trouble. You just see it with people. You get the vibe from people.
Yeah, but do we start locking up people just because they seem a little off?
No, but
you and I seem a little off. They're going to lock us up?
Not together, I hope.
Mind if I dance with your old date?
An Idaho ammunition company. Listen to this, Richie. Story today at DougStefan.com. An Idaho ammunition company is marketing drone munition. These are shotgun cartridges designed to blast unwanted drones out of the sky.
Awesome. I love it.
Ammunition company Snake River has started to ship these 12-gauge shotgun ammunition cartridges under the name Drone Munition. Prepare for the drone apocalypse, the website for the company says. With the ability to carry onboard cameras, drones have been used for spying on unsuspecting Americans. They have not had permission. With little regulation surrounding the use of them, there's confusion about what a person may do. I'd shoot one of them down. I would. They're over my farm, shoot them down. Unless I knew they were there.
Did you have your guns, or were they taken away from you when you killed the dogs?
The guns?
Yeah.
Were they taken away from me?
Yeah, do you still have guns at the farm?
No.
No.
We don't. Not because I want to get rid of them. I do. Not because somebody told me I had to get rid of them, but because I don't want them around and we don't have the same kind of worry as we did before.
With the attack dogs.
Right. Well, I used to have Charlotte here to protect me.
Yeah.
she used to chase dogs three times her size around, and she'd win.
Little dogs are like that.
Oh, she would go after them, and just, she had no fear.
She was a little dog with some meat behind her.
Had no fear. She was 50-something at her heftiest. She had no fear. None. That dog was not afraid of anything except lightning. That was it with her. Lightning and thunder, she couldn't handle. But bigger dogs, I've seen her. I had to separate her from some dog. When she was very protective of all the people in the family. And when she saw a new dog on the farm or around, right for it.
Yep.
Anyway, so would you buy, those of you, this is a rhetorical question, I suppose, of sorts. Would you buy ammunition for your shotgun that was specifically aimed at shooting drones out of the sky?
I'm looking on their website. I'm trying to see how it's different.
Probably isn't. It's probably a marketing thing. I'm betting it's not much different. It's like used to, you know, you marketed a Ford and an Edsel. It was the same car with a different grill. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mercury's and Ford's, same car, different grill. So, nah, you don't have, it's marketing, Richie. And look at all the fools like me talking about this stuff. You know how many people listening to this program pick up the phone or go to their, they went to the internet to find out where this company is?
That pretty much says it.
Hey. Yeah, you went right there.
Yep.
There you go. 16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
We've memories filled the place. Can't wait to get a taste. Come on home.
Labor Day is almost last year. And what better way to celebrate than with Eckrich Smoked Sausage on the grill? Come on home to the savory smokehouse taste of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, bringing families together for over 120 years.
The love is waiting, so come on home.
Come on home to Eckrich.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status SBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak.
Awkward.
It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thanks. Stephen's Good Day program. Richie and I, Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington, talking about some of the important issues of the day, maybe some that aren't so important. I found this interesting, Richie. The scholars from Britain who have been studying the Quran have found fragments of what may be the oldest Quran ever discovered, may predate the founding of Islam by Muhammad. So how does that make
sense?
How
does that work?
I'm trying to figure out.
That's like Jesus going, oh, look, a Bible.
Yeah. So the Times of London today reporting that carbon dating at the University of Oxford, the scientists there say the fragments were produced between the years 568 A.D. and 645. Now, Muhammad was born in 570 and died in 632. So if it was around before 570, there's something wrong with the date, either of that or of his life, or, heaven forbid, it isn't true that the Quran came about as a result of Muhammad's life, or Muhammad wasn't responsible for it. What do you think? Maybe I better be quiet.
Don't question the Quran.
Somebody's going to shoot me up.
Yeah, right. You better.
Right?
Don't question the Quran, dude.
No.
People don't like that. They don't.
Where'd that come from? You sound like some guy from Atlanta.
They don't like it, man. Don't play with the Quran.
Don't mess with us.
Allah.
I see all of us are, but we all, this is so foolish about all this, is we all worship the same energy, if you will. 21 after the hour, this is a good day.
Yoda. Right.
Right, Yoda.
Good.
We've been paid.
patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish.
Let us honor, musically speaking, the opening of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This date, 1995, ribbon cutting ceremony held by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And with that came a lot of the performers that already had been inducted into the Hall of Fame there to celebrate the opening, the grand opening of the Hall of Fame, including Chuck Berry. Crank this puppy up, Richie. Maybelline. Why can't you be true? Maybelline. Why can't you be true? You're done. You started doing those things.
One, two, three, four.
Oh!
Get up. Get up.
James Brown is in the first class.
Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up.
I don't remember that, Richie.
Get on up.
Where'd you go? I mean, what about, I didn't realize James Brown was the first year.
Really?
Chuck Berry.
I don't know that I remember. You know, here's one guy that definitely was in the first class.
Ray Charles.
I don't
belong in the first class. First class of the Rock and Roll.
The whole day.
This is one of the better ones. I like this one. Some of the stuff.
Just an old sweet song.
Brown to join.
So far, three black performers.
Georgia on
the first class is going to be mostly
black. They're the ones that had it. They had it.
Without this next guy, Doug, you wouldn't be listening to any of this.
Baby, I do want to go.
This is Robert Johnson. 28 songs.
Yeah.
That's all he wrote. Dead by the age of 28, he was poisoned by a girl's boyfriend who got upset with him talking to his girl.
Yeah.
And all of his songs, all 28 of his songs, have been rewritten by somebody somewhere.
Yeah. Robert Johnson.
In
Let me tell you about a place.
Another great artist.
Somewhere up in New York way.
Kristen the Night Away. The Chubster.
Spend the night away.
Right.
Here they have a lot of fun.
Who's that?
Put
What a phenomenon. This is on Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke belonged to the first of that. Was Chubby Checker in that first group?
No, the Fast Domino one.
Ah.
I found
my thrill on Blueberry Hill. I get too much white meat. So far, we have all black performers in the first class, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Here's one more.
Richard! Now, a minister. You knew that, right?
Yep.
The Reverend Little Richard. Chuck Berry would never go on stage until they had a briefcase with cash in it to pay for their performance.
Chuck Berry, yeah, used to do that.
I think
he'd walk up, get in the cash, boom, he's off.
And there you go. All right, so
here's a white guy acting black.
Elvis! Yep. They made it work for him in the first class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we're celebrating the opening of the building. However, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame started about, what, 10 years before this? When did that get started?
Yeah.
Mid-80s, wasn't it?
All right, here's a couple of the whitest guys that are probably in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Phil. Now, who's the other early brother? What's the matter with me?
It would be...
No, it's Phil and... I'm going to make this faster.
Don.
Don, that's it. Thank you. Phil and Don Everly, the Everly Brothers, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first class. 28 after on Good Day.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through September 30th can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Want to discover untold stories, secrets, and details about your ancestors that you never knew? Ancestry is releasing an entirely new category of content, never before available online in the U.S., exclusive to Ancestry. It's an unprecedented collection of U.S. wills and probate records from all 50 states that span 200 years. It gives never before possible insight into your ancestors' lives, loves, land, and possessions. And starting this Wednesday, we're allowing the public free, unlimited access. Visit TryAncestry.com and be one of the first to search. Discover a deeper level of who your ancestors were, what they cared about, and how they lived. Only Ancestry can bring you this remarkable collection of wills and probate records. Plus, our popular birth, marriage, and death records will also be open to search for free, too. This incredible free access starts Wednesday at TryAncestry.com and is only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The room. Until then, we're going to check out the poll. How many times have you go to DougStepan.com? Sit down.
What?
Sit down.
I am, and I'm...
If you're not, if you're here late, you have to wait your turn.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I've taken my turn now.
Head away.
3 FDR. What are you doing?
I'm telling everybody what the poll is today.
Oh.
To on the poll.
Okay, go ahead, Reggie.
All right. So if you go over to DougStepan.com, you can see the poll right there on the right-hand side. How many times has your computer, laptop, phone, or other device been hacked?
Hacked.
All right. Doug, all right. On a daily basis. So he would be A, more times than I can count. B, between 5 and 10 times. C, 2 to 5 times. D, just once. And E, I have never been hacked, and that would be me, the Mac.
Right. But remember yesterday with the Apple, the news yesterday was that Apple had a problem.
Yeah, it's coming.
Was that yesterday? Right. That was yesterday.
As Apple gets more of the market share, they will write more viruses and hacks for it. So yeah. It's coming.
Right.
But it's just, it's built.
Well, this was the largest hack to date that Apple had, but it was only like 300,000 people or something.
Right.
Had a problem. The good news for those who are not fans of summer heat, fall, according to the meteorological community, has started with the 1st of September. Astronomical fall is 3 weeks away. People often say the official start of the seasons are astronomical dates, but meteorological folks think that, for example, fall is September, October, November, winter is December, January, February, spring is March, April, May, summer is June, July, August. You get the drift of things. So things fiddle and faddle. I will tell you, it's beautiful around most of the country except where the fires are, and that is changing. Those fires are so severe. There's so much smoke and acridity coming up out of the burning of the material that's there that is actually being cleansed. There's so much acridity, though. The cloud layer in these corners of our country are being affected, and so the rain is there is rain in some of these areas today, and I think yesterday as well, but it has slowed down because it gets the stratocumulus clouds that mostly bring in the weather, bring in rain, are light, and this cloud of smoke is heavy, so it pushes off or pushes away. Did you know that, Richie? It pushes it because it's heavier.
I didn't know that.
It lays lower.
Chuck the weatherman.
But push. I always wanted to be a television weatherman.
You'd have been a great weatherman. I would. I talk too much, though. I had no problem.
Thank you. Shut up and play the hits. A disappointed visitor to Yellowstone National Park over the weekend left a note. You know how they have in the park system, they have
a suggestion box.
Yeah, they have a box. Sure. And the rangers, according to what they have said in this press release, have been asked to train bears to hang out where they can be seen. The note was shared on Reddit by a person who purported to be a friend of an employee at the Yellowstone Lodge, written on the bottom of a feedback form. Hey, boo-boo. The note reads, Richie, quote, "Our visit was wonderful, but we never saw any bears. Please train your bears to be where guests can see them. This was an expensive trip to not get to see any bears." Well, let me tell you something, sir.
Had you seen them, they might want to eat you.
Yeah, let me tell you the story of a friend, a very good friend of mine, who is a hunter. This is a guy who is, like, a really good hunter. He goes to Montana. He goes to Wyoming. He goes to Idaho. Those are the three states he goes to pretty much every year for a week. And he brings with him three of his friends. Well, he used to bring with him three of his friends. He now brings two of his friends because last year he left one of his friends there when the other three left. And the other friend got eaten by a bear.
Get out.
Nope. And the reason that he said to his friends, and now this guy that's a friend of mine, name is Francis, very, very upset. He went back to try to find the bear that killed his friend, and apparently he found him. It was a way of tracking.
Get out of here.
I'm listening.
How do you know it's the bear?
I don't know. He said he knew it was the bear. So, anyway, but this fellow was a state policeman.
What did he do?
In Pennsylvania.
Did he beat him up?
Bear? No, he shot him.
Oh, he shot him?
Yeah.
Did he hang him on his wall?
Didn't get into that.
Bear rug on the floor?
Beyond that.
A picture of his friend imprinted on his wall.
Well, I mean, think about that, though. How would you like to meet your fate that way? Oof.
That would be tough. You think in the background, the guy as he was getting munched up.
Would you like to share in this little afternoon delight, boo-boo?
Thanks, Yogi, but I'm not hungry.
Boob, what do you mean? Bears is always hungry.
Yeah, right.
See, we can humanize almost anything, can't we?
Eaten by a bear.
Here's something that's been floating around for a while. Those of you who know that I'm a farmer know that I've been talking about this sort of thing for years and years and years and years. So now it takes more than me, apparently, to make a lot of noise about this sort of thing. Although I didn't know the specifics, I just knew that, and I've said this, you would never, ever, ever eat another piece of chicken if you knew how they were delivered to you from life to death to process to your stomach. You will never, ever eat another piece of chicken. There is one of these animal rights groups has a gruesome video that shows a Tennessee chicken supplier delivers chicken to McDonald's, amongst other places, clubbing the birds that are sick in his barn to death. Now, to say this doesn't go on, hasn't gone on, won't continue to go on, is foolish, because you're dealing with the nature of a person who isn't smart enough to know that this, they think that this is the way to handle it because these are just things. It's like a baseball. Hit the baseball. That's what they do. They throw them up in the air and they whack them with a baseball bat.
It's wonder why those chicken nuggets were so tender.
Ah, there you go. TNS Farms in Dukedom, Tennessee. The group is Mercy for Animals. They went in, secretly recorded, shows a man and a woman at the farm pummeling the birds. And I don't want to go into it anymore. Tyson Foods hires this guy. We got to remember Tyson and what's the other big chicken producer? It's in
Purdue.
Purdue. They don't grow any of their own chickens. They hire farms to do it. They just they're processors. The chickens go to the processing plant, and from that point they distribute it. So they're processors and distributors. They don't grow this stuff. And so McDonald's, by the way, is the second largest purchaser of poultry products in the country, behind Kentucky Fried Chicken. All right, so these people figure they can do it. I mean, it isn't so much what it does to the meat. It's the idea that you have this in your mind that you can do it. You feel powerful. Okay, I'm going to take care of this chicken. What's wrong with you?
Well,
why? Do you think that's acceptable?
You are desensitized to the life of that chicken or that being.
Yeah.
Much like we talk about police who work in horrible situations.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get desensitized. It happens in any business.
Yes, it does.
When I used to work in the car business, people would think, the salespeople, after years and years, they just get so tired of the same stupid things being said and asked and done that they get desensitized and they start treating people. In any business, in any way of life, at a certain point, you get desensitized to whatever harassment is going on the other side, and it's just, you lose all your
perspective.
Yeah.
Yep, you do. All right, this is for parents of young children, moms and dads. Many parents taking to social media to express their concern about shiny particles that have been found in baby wipes made by Huggies. The concern arose last week. Mother posted a video on social media of what looked like shiny specks of glass.
Glitter wipes.
On the Huggies. Glass shards. One thing the parents do agree on is whatever the substance, it has irritated their children's skin.
Duh.
Huggies has said the shiny particles are not glass, blaming the sparkling on a rare case of fibers combining. Huggies says the particles don't pose a hazard. Tell that to the kids who have red butts. Kimberly Clark owns Huggies, Kleenex. It's important to note that no glass is used during the manufacture of our wipes. Company also said, quote, based on the findings of the independent tests that we conducted, we're confident our product is safe and poses no threat or danger. How many of you have seen these or seen the postings or follow this on social media? You probably wouldn't, Richie, because your children don't need diapers anymore.
Nope.
I would. Well, my daughter doesn't use these sorts of things on her son. They use the washable ones. So they change them and they wash them.
You know what I always find interesting when I talk about Kimberly Clark?
No, Richie, what do you always
find? People actually make a living making things to clean people's butts. Like, what do you put on your business card?
Butt cleaner. That's it.
Butt cleaning products.
I'm a butt cleaner. I'm a butt cleaner. Watch your butts go by.
I mean, you know, the people that run Kimberly Clark with these big yachts and houses and everything.
Butt cleaners.
So what do you do? Oh, I'm in stocks and bonds. How about yourself? Oh, I clean people's butts.
Well, we make things to clean people's butts.
Right.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 44 past the hour.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home Laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
As long as there have been mothers, we've been trying to get our children to eat their vegetables. Now it seems that the government wants to play that role, too. One agency recently spent $800,000 of our tax money to create a video game designed to encourage children to eat more fruit and vegetables. Some critics say the state is becoming our nanny, and maybe they're right. I understand the importance of good nutrition, but looking through the lens of liberty, we know it is not government's role to be lunchbox police. The role of government is not to micromanage our children, but to protect our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need government to do its job and let mothers do ours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Salute heroes. What the heck is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. As long as we found the real heroes, that's what I want to do. I want to support people who are like these three guys that saved the train.
Yeah.
Those guys are heroes. All right, earlier in the hour, we were talking about drones and what's happening with the drones. The fact that there's a munitions company now that's making armaments specifically to shoot down drones. Well, to follow up on that, and maybe a reason to do this, the police in North Dakota, state police, are now authorized to use drones equipped with non-lethal weapons like tasers, rubber bullets, tear gas, and sound cannons. Bill passed last week in the North Dakota legislature, meant to limit the police surveillance powers, excluded any use of weapons on police drones. What do you mean? What's rubber bullets aren't weapons? They are. Tasers. Tear gas isn't a weapon? Tasers aren't a weapon? What are you talking about? Shoot that puppy down. How are you going to know if the plane's up or the drone's at 400 feet, whether it's a... See, this is really where it's going to start to get very
sticky. It'll have stickers on it.
Yeah, you can't read
it. Stickers.
If it's 400 feet. So you're going to start shooting these down, and the police are going to knock on it. You just destroyed public property. Yeah, you're under arrest.
Right. Yeah. This is a police drone.
Yeah. This is way out of hand.
Not to be tased.
Way, way, way.
Don't tase me, bro.
Out of hand. It is. These weapons are non-lethal, so they said.
Well, here's the deal. You ready?
There have been few episodes where they caused a death. Wait a minute. You said they were non-lethal, and now there's a few episodes where they've caused somebody's death? Hello?
Battery life on a drone is so short that they are not a threat yet. But
Tesla's not going to make a battery to make these things last longer.
I've got a friend working on batteries, and NASA is backing him. And once they come through with this technology, these things can stay up in the air all day.
Right. There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
Don't tase me, bro.
51 after on good day.
Don't tase me.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Episode of Stressing Us.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Hello! Guess who's back? This rotten, dirty SOB spent the last week in Hawaii. So now he thinks he's going to make nice by telling us about his trip to Hawaii.
Sure.
Like,
well, then
really
he can write it off.
Care what he did.
It's a tech story.
In Hawaii. Yeah, there's a tech story. I'll tech you. All right, so there's we got some of that information. Plus, Apple has been hit with a large hack. I was told by McFadden you couldn't be hacked if you had an Apple, so let's find out what the story is behind that story in a moment. Greg Stebbin, who's the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine, and has spent the last week working, doing research.
Yes, working.
At Waikiki Beach. Come on. You don't
expect to do it.
That seriously. Will you please stop that? All right, hold on. We'll get to the details. It'll be a short report about what we're having in Hawaii. Then we'll get to the Apple thing, which is the real news. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Banjow.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices. Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
56 past the hour. Greg Stebbin with Doug Steffen and Kenny Kessler. Okay, so you went to Waikiki. You were studying the surf, as I understand it.
I'm an editor for Men's Health, and you know, surfing is actually one of those sports. There's guys out there surfing that are still surfing at 70 and 80 years old.
Yeah, it's good exercise.
It's a great sport. Yeah. So, you know, you could bust my chops, but I was there working.
No, I think I want to know, you had a GoPro camera, and you were using that while you were surfing. How the heck does that work?
Well, so this is actually really interesting. I mean, GoPro has already changed the world. I mean, it's, you know, people are now, I think, more active, so that's a great Men's Health angle that marries activity and sport and technology. People are more active, they're more engaged, they're pushing themselves even harder because it's easier and easier to take photos and videos of yourself. So when I went to rent a board every day, every board had a GoPro mount right on the tip of the board. Yeah, I mean, it was just assumed that you would or might want to put a camera. But the real kicker for me was, so I was staying at a place called the Outrigger Waikiki Beach Resort.
I know that.
And I walk out, I get a board, I go out. This is my first day. I'm on the water for 5 minutes. And I see there's this guy, he's surfing towards me, had great form, but he's holding a stick in his hand. And I thought maybe he picked up a piece of debris or something. No, he's surfing in with a selfie stick.
Oh, my God.
And he's shooting video of himself. And I just thought, oh, man, I wouldn't have occurred to me that somebody would be surfing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of places you would use a selfie stick, but it never occurred to me.
So why didn't you get some video of you doing that? We could have posted it as a video of the day at DougSteffen.com. What the heck's the matter with you?
There is some video. I will get some video of me out on the water. You can all laugh at my form.
All right, but you can go, if you want to find out more, go to menshealth.com/radio and get the story of what really you found out using some of the technology, or the fun that you can have learning more about this sport, and it's just technology in every facet of our lives. All right, quickly, Apple has this big hack. What's the story with that?
Well, it's actually not a big hack. It is a hack, and it is a reason to be concerned, but it really only affects people who have iPhones and iPads that are jailbroken. And what that means is that, you know, you're a renegade, and you rigged your phone so you could do things Apple didn't want you to do. It's a small number and a select group, but it is cause for concern for the future.
Our polls of the day at DougSteffen.com ask you how many times your computer has been hacked.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.